let's get into our discussion
for today. Okay, cool.
Like,
cool.
Let's just go.
I'm a bit
into
scared
it.
Of girl, today's discussion. A little girl. Bit scared. Go on, girl.
The whole notion about love. Yeah. I am fairly new to this block. Dare I say?
I just arrived.
I just arrived.
Yeah.
Like,
girl.
I feel that February is the month of love.
Yes.
As everyone has been saying. I mean, if you're going to your local Checkers or Spar or Woolworths, I say that so great. Spar. mm-hmm. Then obviously have seen the roses. You have seen the flowers. You have seen the teddy bears. So, girl, before we get into the foundations of love, I have a quick question for you.
Oh, no. It's about to get personal.
It's about to get personal.
I know it. The look she gives me, I'm like, okay, cool. She's going there.
If you had to describe your love language as a Valentine item, what would it be? Oh, child, here we go.
Oh, okay. So what are the Valentine's Day items? It's your chocolate, your teddy bear, your...
roses.
Flowers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I pick two?
Oh. Oh, okay.
I think
you said
I have mine.
Languages. You're bilingual.
Wait. I just want to ask.
Yeah.
Clarify.
Yeah.
Meaning the love language that I like to receive or the love language that I give?
I think the love language that you give.
Ooh. I think I'm two things.
Okay.
I could be flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be a teddy bear.
Mm.
So I'm very soft and cuddly. Or hug. Not cuddles, literally, but I'm just saying, like, oh, she's so tiny and she's cute and
you're
she's
tiny.
Sweet and exactly. And then I'm a flower because I'm so delicate and I'm like, you need to take care of me, kind of thing. Or I like being taken care of, but I also like taking care of a partner or whatever. So
awesome.
I think those two are mine. What are you?
I think I would
wait,
say...
Wait, before. Sorry to interrupt you. I want to guess what you are.
Oh, goodness.
Before. I just feel like Valentine's items, there's not enough to describe you.
Yeah.
I'm just like, which one? Okay, but if I had to choose one...
Yeah. Oh, my days.
I think you're a flower.
Really?
To me, you are very much a flower.
Oh, thank you. I was about to be like, I feel like I am chocolate.
That was my second option. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really?
I was stuck between flower and chocolate.
Cool, because I feel like chocolate because, you know, like sweet, but the variants you get of chocolate, like you get like your white chocolate, your normal milk chocolate, like your dark chocolate, the ones with hazelnut, the ones with jelly tots, all of those kind of things.
That's what actually I was leaning towards. That is crazy that was your
really?
Answer. Because I was thinking, the reason why I said that there's not enough things for Valentine's Day to like depict you or capture who you are, is because you have so much, you're such a big personality and you have so much stuff about you. So I was literally gonna say chocolate because you have different variations of it. Not you going to cry. Don't do that.
Girl.
Not now.
Valentine's Day was last
week.
But I
need people to like also do that with us. Like tell us what you think you are.
Yeah.
Like because
what item are you? Like if we were to talk to you and we're like, he's definitely a candle. she's definitely a teddy bear. I feel like it's actually so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, are you a flower? Are you a rose? But with all of that said, let's get into our discussion. So we're going to talk about everything about exploring the positive impact of relationships.
Oh goodness.
Specifically romantic.
Oh my gosh.
Relationships.
Guys, this is the only time you ever hear us speak about relationships in February. Beyond February, I don't think we'll
In the podcast, we also go off, hey.
Do you think we would talk about relationships on the podcast?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Next year, Feb is the next time you will hear us talk about it.
Honestly.
But anyways.
So I want to talk about what do you think are like the five is a lot. Like the three key factors that sets the foundation of a healthy romantic relationship.
Okay, so I think the first one for me is God.
Yeah.
In it, I think it's very easy to, if God is not in it, I think a lot of the relationship can fall apart. And the reason I say this is because if each person is not rooted in God, yeah. they wouldn't know the things that they, like characteristics that they have that aren't godly and they shouldn't bring into the relationship. For yeah. example, things like pride. Oh, she did me wrong, so she needs to apologize first.
And that
oh,
eats
no,
up, hey?
I did nothing wrong, so I'm waiting for him to apologize first, which yeah. is what we talked about on the podcast,
yeah.
on your episode, that I used to do that. I think if when I was looking more on what the media is saying about it, I yeah. was like, he's going to apologize first. I'm never wrong. All of these things. So I think the first thing is God, because that covers a lot of bases on how to deal with your relationship yeah. and all of that. I think the second thing is communication.
Sure, that's good.
Never assume that your partner knows what you're thinking or something is obvious to them, because some yeah. things are not obvious to them. And there's a lot of reasons why, because people are raised differently. People grow up in a different kind of environment. And I think a lot of the times, I know I'm speaking and I'm not supposed to be speaking. I'm a yapper, sorry. but like an
you're
example.
You're communicating, girl.
I'm a communicator. But another example I can use is, for example, a lot of people are like, okay, cool. If you wanted to, you would. I do believe that 100%. But people are like, you can't teach a man how to treat you. And that is fair. I'm not saying you need to accept disrespect, but sometimes that man doesn't know how to treat you because of a lot of reasons. Maybe they were raised by a single mom. Maybe the single mom didn't say this is how you treat them. But also yeah. sometimes the way that the single mom did raise them is not very productive in your relationship. I hope I make sense,
because everyone is different. Like, everyone has been raised in certain ways.
Yes.
So like, when you do get together with your partner, there are clashes.
So I'm not saying only in the beginning, but there is going to be a clash whenever you have to face a certain situation, yeah. right? So I think communication is very important. Don't get like mad in the corner and be like, he needs to read my mind as to why I'm mad. If you are irritated about something that a person does, say it. If you don't like what a person does, say it.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, oh my gosh, I am. Third one. I think actually this is one of these three are my faves personally. Respect. If you don't respect me, it's not going to work.
That's big.
So we'll even go deeper into that. But yeah, those are my three.
I think for me, I would definitely say I agree with your three. So I want to use like other three that I also think about.
Yeah.
It's something my parents told me is you're looking for someone who's not there to complete you.
Sure.
And you're looking for someone who's not there to compete with you.
Absolutely.
You're looking for someone who compliments you.
Sure.
That in the spaces where you lack, you want someone to, like, you know, be grown in that. And
absolutely.
Spaces where they lack, you are grown in it. So you guys aren't competing. You aren't looking for someone who's going to be, like, your other half. But it's like two whole people, as whole as you can be.
Yes. Coming together. And I think that contribute or like links to where God mentions how the two become one.
Sure,
because
that's good.
For example, where you like your partner is supposed to kind of compensate for that.
Yeah.
So there's nothing missing in your union if you both come together and someone's weaknesses are the other person's strengths and all of those things.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing that you actually touched on that.
Because I think, like, personally for me, in my current situation, the current romantic climate.
I didn't see this coming. Nobody saw this coming. If it was on our 2025 bingo cards,
Who would have known?
Who would have thought?
Hey, okay, February.
Go on.
Is that, for example, I am someone who, I am quick to speak. That's literally me. And then a certain individual, you know, told me, Erin, you know, you gotta calm down, take it step at a time, slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen.
Sure.
And I think that also leaves a space that someone who is being teachable, that in a relationship you have to be teachable. You have to be ready to be taught and you have to be ready to teach. Because if it's just a thing about, oh my word, me and Boo taking cute photos, look at us, oh my word, we're going for a walk.
Content.
And then you're like, oh my word. And then, you know, because sometimes you are two very different people coming together.
Yeah.
And you're like, we want to make this work.
Yeah.
And a big thing for me is realizing that it's not just two that makes a relationship. It's three.
Yeah.
Like, you need to lean on the Lord. Because as you said, I might be like, I'm not maybe the best at, showing kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I want to treat you kindly, but how does it look like showing godly kindness?
Sure.
How does it look like showing godly consideration? Yeah. How does it look like showing godly joy? Because now you're with your partner and you're like, oh, baby, I'm so happy for you.
Mm.
But you're always frowning. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? But how do you think, like, also the media portrays a modern day view of romance?
Sure. I think, gosh, I think there is a lot of pressure.
Mm.
There's a lot of things that I feel, and there's a lot of statements that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
And like, I've touched on it, like, the "if he wanted to, he would,"
yeah,
right, statement. I think that is situational, to be honest. And again, we can talk about this. Everyone put in your two cents.
Mm.
But I think I have a problem with the statement. And I was one of those girls who used to say it loud and proud and used to preach it to other, yeah, girls. But I think when I got into a relationship with God, I started also realizing that the person that God is giving me is a human being, and that person is also a child of God. And I shouldn't be expecting what I... And again, I'm not saying you should have expectations from God, but I'm just saying I shouldn't expect God-like or God behavior or God acts from him. So I need him to give me everything. I don't know if I'm making sense.
So what you mean is, like, obviously, you know, have like a Christ-like love and Christ-like person that you want, yes, to grow with.
So,
but not to be like you, like... I can't even say, like, not to idolize them in a way that you actually should be worshiping the Lord.
Yes, but I wasn't necessarily going in that direction.
Okay.
I was thinking more of, for example, if I'm not happy, yeah, I'm expecting the person to make me happy.
Oh,
whereas
I
have
see.
Stuff to deal with. And I am expecting this man to make me happy by buying me things and giving me things and whatnot.
Sure.
But I'm not understanding,
yeah,
where that person is in life. For example, I'll give you an example of myself, and I think I'm oversharing, but I think it is a very important...
Welcome to the show, everyone.
I think it's a very important thing to touch on. For example, I always said that I want to... Like, even from a young age, I said, when I would pray, I would say, Lord, I want someone that I can build with. I do not, sure, want to find a man that is already established, because there's a certain dynamic that I think for me personally,
mm,
that it would have in that relationship that I'm not very comfortable with, right? I said that I want to be with someone who is... Who I can build with, right?
Yeah.
But that comes with a lot of things. So if I'm going off of the standard of if he wanted to, he would, that means I'm saying he needs to get me flowers every week.
Sure.
But I'm dealing with someone who's starting their life literally from scratch, just as I am. Am I able, if the roles were swapped around, would I be able to buy him flowers, yeah, every week? Obviously, I'm not saying literally, but I'm trying,
yeah,
to paint the picture of the,
yeah,
practicality and the reality of it.
Yeah.
So I think things like that are things that I like to dissect, and I'm a very curious person, and I'm a very I'm a person who likes to ask why,
yeah,
things are said or why things are done, right? So things like that, I think, are contributed by the media,
yeah,
right? Like, ladies, if he doesn't do this, leave. If he doesn't do this, leave, right?
Mm.
Whereas if a man respected you, if a man, because some people are like, if he's not able to give you an allowance, a girlfriend allowance, then leave him. Now.
That is crazy.
To each their own. But
yeah,
that is also another expectation. And now everybody has that expectation with every man that they are with. Now you get university students who are, maybe God gave you your partner in university, and that's where God wanted you guys to meet. You meet this boy, or you meet this young man in university, and he doesn't have much. He's getting pocket money and allowance,
yeah,
just like you from your parents. So you are expecting that he should give you a girlfriend allowance? Is that the expectation?
That's crazy.
Do you understand,
yeah, yeah,
what I,
yeah,
mean?
I see.
So I think
see.
That... The media does paint a lot of things. I can go,
yeah,
on and on and on about the different things that the media paint.
Mm.
I think that is why we've touched on this, I think, last time we were here, and we were highlighting the fact that it's very important to Sorry about that. We mentioned that it's very important to rely on God.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, above everything else.
Sure, that's good. I believe for me, it would be that, as you said, every single relationship has its own climate. You know, you have your own rhythm, you have your own pace, you have your own structure. So just because it works for that relationship doesn't mean it's going to work for mine. Like, you can take things from it, you can learn things from it, but at the end of the day, what's happening between me and my partner is me and my partner. You know, whether we are doing once a month dates, or whether we are doing every single Friday we are doing a date. So every single day, if you have the time, that must be wonderful. But I think sometimes, like, we get so in our minds because we see on social media, oh my word, this couple did A, B, C, D. This couple did 1, 2, 3. And then you and your partner, you guys probably just had, I don't know, a McFlurry on a random Tuesday morning. If that was a thing that made both of you guys happy, let it be. Because it's in your, it's like in your diversity that you, as a relationship, find so much more growth, not only with each other, but also in yourself.
Yeah.
And also in the Lord. Yeah, that's the thing. But yeah, V?
I actually wanted to go into the second segment, actually, instead of giving us a break, because I think it's a good conversation to continue having.
Yeah.
But we've mentioned and touched on the fact that we need to include God into relationships and stuff like that. But do you think God cares about romantic relationships?
Yeah,
and again,
100%.
I'm asking this because a lot of the times we say this as Christians, we're like, there's no way in the Bible God talks about relationships or situationships. And there's all these terminologies that we have now, which I'm also against because, whatever. But we always say God doesn't speak about that. And I think for me, what I've learned, especially recently, I was like, yeah, God doesn't talk about a boyfriend and a girlfriend. That's not what he talks about. He talks about a wife. And I think he highlights the importance of that more than the importance of having a girlfriend or boyfriend.
Sure.
But how do you think, why do you think God cares about that?
I think just because, like, the pure matter is that God cares, point blank, period.
Yeah.
Whether it is from the smallest thing to the biggest thing, the Lord cares, and he cares in depth. He cares enough to knit you in your mother's womb.
Mm.
Why wouldn't he care about when you, as dare I say, like a piece of knitting, you are meeting, dare I say, another piece of knitting, and you guys are essentially like having your lives being knit together.
Yeah.
You know, so the Lord is very intentional when it comes to love and relationships. I mean, he is love. Mm. However, I thought about the thing about Eros love, which refers to like the romantic sense of love.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like four different types of love. So you have agape, you have Eros, and then other two that I can't remember. But Eros love refers to like erotic, passionate love that is found between, you know, like a man and a husband. A man and a wife. And what that means, because we know that the Lord is all about, you know, unity.
Mm.
You know, what the Lord brings together, let no man separate.
Literally.
So I do believe that the Lord cares about our romantic lives, because essentially our person that we are with, they are our direct front line.
Yeah.
They are like the direct person we talk to about doing life together.
Mm.
So being with someone who is, dare I say, like kind of like flippant about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh my word, you know, we just, yeah, we cool.
We're going with the flow.
You know, where's the flow going?
Because we are not a river.
Yeah.
We are not flowing. So I used to hate that when I was in uni, and I would hear that a lot.
Yeah.
And when people would be like, yeah, we're vibing. Oh, yeah, we're in a talking stage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, talking stage for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months. When the Bible doesn't
talk about
that's
a conversation. That ain't no talking
what
stage.
What are you guys talking about for 10 months?
That your favorite
can't
color.
Put, yeah, exactly. That you can't put
commitment to.
Yeah. And I think another thing that my parents reminded me of is how they were talking about, because I spoke to you about how a lot of the times also in the black culture, meeting each other's partners is not really a thing. I mean, meeting each other's parents, sorry, yeah. is not really a big thing. And it's not mm-hmm. a thing that is done really often unless you have more parents that are more younger, that are yeah. more like, okay, loosened up a bit.
Yeah.
Then you would, the parents would, you would meet your partner's parents before yeah. maybe the lobola situation goes yeah. on. But we were talking about that, right? Yeah. And I remember I told you, I'm like, yeah, my parents don't want to meet any, you know, no, I'm black. And I said, I'm black. I know what you are, but I'm black. But it actually, I don't even think I told you this off air, but it came in a conversation with my parents, and they're like, my dad was actually mentioning, yes, we're not saying we want to see in the beginning, we want to meet him, cool. But yeah. I do think it's a good thing for us to meet, because we need mm-hmm. to know that he's committed to you. Sure. And we also need, if he is saying to us that he's committed to you, we are able to hold him accountable to that.
Sure.
So if he's in a relationship with you, but he, or if he's vibing with you for 10 months, then my parents would be like, what on earth is happening? Do you get me? And they would be like, if you're not committing, then what's the purpose of this? Yeah. And I think, again, we mentioned how the importance of having guidance when we are young and in relationships. And accountability, the last time we were on air. But I think it made me realize, you know what, guys? Like, commitment is so important to God. God values commitment.
Sure.
God values marriage. God values... And that's what...
Covenant.
Yes. That's what marriage is. It's a commitment. So... Yeah. It's very important for us to realize that God cares about that stuff. We can't just date for nothing because God cares. And when you date for nothing and there is no purpose, then there is a lot that you open yourself up to that hurt. Is very unnecessary to do. Like I've mentioned this before. I said on the podcast, I said, yeah, if I could go back and realize half the reason why I was in a relationship with certain people, it didn't even last longer than 3 months. Yeah. But why was I with those people? And if you want to know why, you can go on the podcast and listen to that. But
it's like, what?
I'm not going to go deep into that. But I think it's very important for us to remember God in everything. Yeah.
I believe that like the Lord cares about our heart.
Yeah.
Because why else would the scriptures say, guard your hearts for everything flows from it?
Sure.
So, you know, when you fall in love with someone, when you love someone like their personhood, you are opening up a sense of vulnerability.
Mm.
You're letting someone in, and you as yourself, you're also stepping into that person's, you know, their mind, their vulnerability, their character. So why would the Lord not want to protect us in that, guide us in that, show us what real, true love looks like? Because love isn't just a cute Instagram selfie and you were like, heart launch. No. There is someone who died on the cross for you.
Yeah.
And he showed that love is sacrificial. Love isn't easy, but love is an action. It's a decision. It is a choice. Mm. And just that when it comes to especially romance, there's this one scripture I always remember is, do not awaken love before it's time.
Mm.
And personally, I found that there's a big part of me that's like, I regret that when I was younger, I did awaken it before its time. And now I'm doing a lot of undoing and really relying on the Lord. Lord, I've done all of these things, but I need you to help me and guide me into what it means to love people, not only like romantically, but platonically and godly. But yeah.
You were preaching. Now that's a word.
Because it's all the Lord. May the Holy Spirit do what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.